your
what are you talking about?
Screen.
Where?
That ghost image, or is that intentional?
No, it's intentional. Hang on.
Oh, okay.
And, back up. Okay. Yeah, that's the default, one of the default Mac backgrounds with a superimposition of the X-ray of this particular computer.
Oh, cool. Mm.
I had to make that one. The first one for my first MacBook Pro, I found it. And I only ever had one background, and every time I ever changed it, I'm like, this doesn't look like my computer anymore. Like, I couldn't see things right, you know?
Yeah.
And then on this one, it pissed me off because I was still using the old one, but all the shit was in the wrong place. I'm like, well, the battery's not there. So so I had to find an X-ray of this computer and make that one. That was pretty crazy. It was not a smart move. I don't want you to do that.
All right.
Go ahead. This is here.
It's going to be worse if I don't.
Just go this way. So this is the post show for podcast episode 78. Oh, be really careful when you open and close that door because it's right next to the kids' room. So just open it, not that one, but the bathroom door. Yeah, just turn it first and then close it and then unturn it. Yeah, turn into mist. Just vapor. Let me find this Starship list.
Is this a new list?
Oh, it's just a bookmark that I made. It could be terrible. I don't know. Let's go to.
You're absolutely right though about senior.
Here, get up on this.
You're absolutely right though about senior.
Yeah, it's sad because I want that guy to understand how he's a broken guy.
And he may never. He may never.
Why would he? He. You saw how he reacted to therapy. He thinks it's. Nonsense. Yeah.
And you know what's sad is that Junior is being more of a father to Mikey than Senior.
And he thinks that he's corrupting him. Like he's turning him against me. He thinks he's got to be with him or me.
It's tough. It's tough.
It kills me because I'm so familiar with that type of family dynamic where I'm completely incapable of expressing love, and so this is what comes out. And it's like, you know what? It's just unacceptable. Everyone deserves to not be just pummeled in negativity just because you're not secure with yourself. You know, like it's just, and I do understand, and I, again, same reason, I understand the mentality of the man who's like, why do you not understand all of my screaming means something different? It's like you don't get to – like
that doesn't make it okay.
You can see the frustration in Senior's eyes of like, I am trying my best. I'm just not very good at this, you know?
And he won't admit to that.
And he on the surface, he thinks he's 100% right too.
Sure, of course.
And the problem is the problems he had with his son – were so superficial, they were just him being a not-so-great employee.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you don't work for him anymore. He doesn't work for you anymore. So figure out how to be a father again. Yeah. Because, yeah, he came in late. Yeah, he stood around more than you would have liked.
Yeah.
You should have fired him a long time ago.
And obviously, that's not a good fit for your company.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that he's not a good fit for you.
And then,
you know?
And then you've not only attacked him to try and prevent his ability to succeed in every instance since then, we've also belittled anything that he's accomplished. And he keeps saying shit like, he's just fucking designer. He can't even build his own bikes. Right. Well, you can't design. You hire people. Mm-hmm. He's running a business, not making one man bikes. And he says shit like, when I started my company, it was just me and a fucking box of tools and a garage. And I'm like, 40 Great. Years ago.
Yeah. And isn't the whole thing supposed to be like you're supposed to build shit for your progeny?
And you build build
so
on
they
generations.
They don't have to do that.
Build on
and
generations.
It keeps going.
Like,
right?
What would you have thought if he'd started building a motorcycle in a garage? I mean, that would have been an unwise business move, you know? that would have been a big fucking mistake. So I don't know what you realize that he doesn't know what he's going for. He's just looking for bitching. You have a mustache comb switchblade. That's interesting. But he's
Trade your van for it. I make good decisions.
I'll shank you with this comb for your van. He he's just looking for problems because it's all he knows. Yeah.
And he wants to probably, in order, he probably feels in his own, you know, head, whatever, his own headspace, because of his own problems in the past, in order to relate to his son, he wants to find problems in his son. And he's making bigger problems out of the problems he does have, like the lateness and the whatever.
Yeah, or he says, like, you know, fucking Junior, just when the whole bike was done, he'd walk in, put gas in the tank, and take credit for it. And I'm like, maybe. I don't recall that, but maybe that wasn't on camera. But even if he did, that's pretty minor. That's you did make the kid a rich superstar, you know? And
there's probably a degree of spoiledness in there, too.
Yeah. I mean, he's my age, and he's at least at one point been a millionaire, you know? I don't know if he is now, but there is that. The stuff that comes out every once in a while is the difficulty with Discovery also being their employers. Like, they do get a paycheck from Discovery. I mean, he did live off of money while he wasn't working for a year, you know? Yeah.
The residuals and all that stuff. Yeah.
The biggest problem he had, too, the biggest mistake he's made so far, and unfortunately the lawsuit doesn't let him get out of this, is staying owner in a business you have nothing to do with. Mm-hmm. Finding out that your business isn't paying its mortgage in the paper is your fault.
Yeah.
Because if you're 20% owner in a company, you got to be there every day.
And you got to know what the hell's going on, because that 20% could disappear, or you're going to end up owing.
For instance, does he owe 20% of that mortgage? I bet he does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, I would get whatever. If their offer was $0, I would walk away from that fucking table.
Like, well, wasn't there some sort of thing where they estimated the value or something?
At zero.
Yeah, and then they're like, well.
Which is crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy to say, yes, I get it. If your debt is more than your assets, great, but you can't buy me out of a business with $0. I get that.
The chopper trend is over.
And that's unfortunate, too. Mm-hmm. I think that Junior will succeed more.
Because he will adapt.
Making two bikes a month.
Yeah.
Than, with the lower overhead. And,
than Senior ever will with a $150,000 monthly mortgage and 15 employees, you know? And God knows how many loans he has on machinery, and that's fucking insane. I used to watch the small businesses I would work for get too big for their britches, basically. And it's like, we could be doing so much more by not expanding now than... Like we could all be rich if we stayed small, but you're trying too hard to be big because in your brain you want to be something big.
Yeah.
Stay something good and small instead of something shitty and big, I guess. Whatever. But I will let me see if I can find this list here. If I could search within these results on my iPad, I'd already be there. But
stupid iPad. You're going to get the new one?
I kind of have to.
Like in a couple months.
Yeah, I mean, my whole point for having this was to have a travel machine that
wasn't a big ass
machine. A laptop. Yeah. And with the increased RAM on the new one, the guy that makes the app that I draw on says that he'll be able to do high res export with more RAM, which means I could actually make a whole comic beginning to end on this, as opposed to doing a line drawing, and then when I get home, bringing it into Photoshop and sharpening it after I increase the size. So this one's not quite ready to produce a full comic for me yet.
Are you just going to like email those things, or would you be willing to take along a little travel printer and print like on site?
Oh, you know, I've thought about it. And the problem with that is I almost never have power. At a convention.
Gotcha.
Power is typically about half the price of the table to get power. And
that's true. I never thought of that.
Yeah, no, if the table's $200, power's like 75. Gotcha. It's crazy. And it's just one more thing to carry, and printers are so flaky that it'll probably just break.
So it's not even worth it. Yeah, no. I gotcha. Okay, cool. Mm-hmm.
I did see somebody one time, however, with one of those little photo printers, and they were printing out like, I'll do you a sketch and then print a 4x6 with it.
Yeah, that's cool.
Kind of a neat idea.
That's kind of what I was talking about. Just something small, you know, a little.
Yeah, I mean,
fun
not.
Away.
I wouldn't.
Your banner.
Yeah, I wouldn't write it out, but I probably. I've gotten better at doing drawings on actual paper. in the last year or so. So
analog. There's a high demand for analog these days.
For this, I just want to be able to produce at least some type of comic while I'm on the road without bringing my laptop and my tablet. Also, Apple just filed a patent for a stylus for the iPad, which the problem is the patent just became public. It was filed in 2008. So they might not actually ever make it.
They may have already scrapped that idea. They just filed the patent because it could be something.
But the idea that they had was pretty freaking cool. It was going to be a stylus with its own motion sensor. So the stylus was going to figure out how much pressure you were applying and tell that to the iPad. So the iPad never had to be
a
touch sensitive.
Change. Wow, that's cool. Yeah. Probably doubles as a remote wand, too.
Yeah, I wish they'd make it. Here we go. 10 greatest starships of all time. All right, let's see.
What is that thing you have your iPad on? Is that a coat hanger? What is that?
No, this is a book stand. Nice. For like putting a book on a table at a convention. I just use one of them for this.
Also for hanging his shirts.
Yes. Yeah, and it's also for his coat hanger. Okay, can I see the full article? Maybe not.
When's the book coming? How's that going?
Hang on. Oh, come on.
Could we just assemble our own list?
Yeah, You know what I think happened? I think the fucking horrible Gawker redesign screwed this because it's trying to link
Let's all bitch about that for a while.
It's trying to link to the actual story and it's just
not.
God damn it. Okay, I've got this. Oh, it was a video?
Oh, really?
That's
not useful.
Yeah, come on.
That's not that helpful.
Can we come up with the 10 worst starships while we're waiting?
Okay, well, before I even bring it up, what we could do, assuming I ever get it, which it seems like I'm not going to.
Hey, bro, Google that shit.
I think I will.
I'm sure you can find a list.
Here, I'm going to copy that headline and just go to Safari and see. Because what happened is it pulled up IO9, and then it gave me the crazy-ass mobile interface for their horrible redesign. Oh, that shit's impossible to look at. I mean,
can't you just turn that off at the bottom of the page or something?
I read any Gawker site I read. I read in
classic.
I read in fucking.
Oh, you get like RSS feed.
RSS feed, yeah. But if I ever end up on the site, I'm like, oh god, what's going on? Shit is terrible. Searching.
You ever use like Goodreader or something to?
I use Feedly on the iPad, mm-hmm. and I use just Google Reader on a. Yeah, this is bullshit. Here, let's. What I was trying to say, is that I could. Get you guys to tell me what you think should be on the list, and then we could see if it's actually on the list.
Oh yeah, we can definitely do that.
Here, take this piece of paper while I try to figure out.
Oh, so this is going to be a silent ballot type of thing?
Well, no, we'll see if we can come up with a consensus, and then so obviously you've got the Enterprise D. That's probably going to be the first one, wouldn't you think?
It's up
like
there.
Number one, probably.
Yeah, it's pretty stout.
What about?
But the E was pretty kick ass.
It was kick ass, but it has no legacy.
It doesn't have the legacy, but
so is this what we're talking about? We're talking about are we talking about soup to nuts? Talking brass tacks, we're talking insert another metaphor here.
Yeah.
Or are we talking about what the ship represents?
Let's make two lists because I'd like to put the crappy future Enterprise from the last episode of Next Generation on the bad list.
Okay.
So I know what he's talking about. The one with the third nacelle.
Yeah, they were so out of there at that point.
They're like, third nacelle and the giant phaser cannon.
Yeah.
It was just a solid beam. Yeah. It just came out. Yeah, that was
though terrible. I did get a giant nerd boner when I was 10 in that
came
out. No. At the time, you're like, ooh.
It just comes out of warp. Or
best of both worlds.
50% part more nasals.
Yeah.
Not best of both worlds.
No, that was the end.
All good things.
Yeah. And helmed by Admiral Riker.
Riker, yeah. With his didn't he have like a gray stripe? That's how
he looked
they made
like.
Him look
he looked like Gandalf the Gray.
He had a Reed Richards thing going on. Yeah. I've got it. Okay. This is. Let's see. Starships. Blah 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 blah. This might not be the same list, but this is a list.
Okay, who assembled this list?
This list is bullshit. I don't recognize.
Well, I want to hear this list, and
we can debate it.
Hang on,
throw the bullshit around.
This list is horseshit. Hang on, leave that there. Let me see if I can find the one I was actually looking for.
Now we've had like Starship versus other ship discussions before.
Yeah, would this one beat that one? Right. Blah 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 right. blah blah. Sure, whatever. All right, let's see. All right, greatest starships of all time, search. So are you going to put the new Galactica on there? You're putting Galactica 78?
Hmm.
And 2005? What
are
the differences?
Are there differences? They're pretty damn close.
I don't know if I count Galactica 78.
I'm just throwing that out
isn't
there.
That kind of a piece of shit?
It's like the same thing.
Yeah, but it was badass, though.
Purely aesthetically, though, like the...
Come on,
man! Just the all right. The way they filmed it. Yeah. You know.
Oh, or do we want to look at the album Starship's Greatest Hits? Which one of these is more relevant to our interests?
Are you using Bing?
No, I'm not. I'm not having associative disorder like the Bing commercials. You know what I think they've done?
Great. Now I'm gonna have We Built This City stuck in my head.
Yes. Do you want to know why this is happening?
Because
they're
is it Journey concert.
No, I mean, their permalinks Starship. Are broken because of their new design.
Oh, they're idiots, or they're whoever they hired to.
I click on a permalink and it takes me straight to mobile.io9.com. It's not. I could probably find it if I hit more articles.
Man,
okay, so keep going. So we've got the Enterprise D. We've got some version of Galactica. What about Red Dwarf?
Red Dwarf's
not really a ship. It's more of a giant fucking thing.
Well, in that case, what about fucking Babylon 5 or whatever the hell?
That's not a ship. That never leaves. See, and the other problem is, do you get into multiple of the same show? Because like I would put the Defiant on there from DS9.
Fuck yeah, it's a good little ship.
So put
yeah.
Defiant on there, but it's not going to be on a list because they're not going to do two Star Treks. I doubt it, at least. You got to put the Falcon on there.
Yeah.
No matter what. The original Enterprise might even be on there.
I like the new original Enterprise.
Oh, sure, but that's too new.
Come on.
Again, no legacy. No legacy.
Ah.
I think we're only talking, we're talking a combination of like.
We're talking about your father's.
Grandeur and legacy.
This ain't your father's.
Whatever.
Starship?
No.
Christopher Walken?
His
fast ship.
This. Wow.
Fast enough for you.
Old man.
Wow. She made the Kessel Run in 12 parsecs. She's fast enough for you. Old man. Oh my God. Does the TARDIS count as a starship?
What the?
No.
You're showing my ignorance here. What is the TARDIS?
Doctor Who.
Doctor Who.
You didn't know because it's not a starship. I mean, that's, gotcha.
Is that the name of his phone booth?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The TARDIS. time and relative dimensions in space. Yeah. This is just chugging along. Their mobile site seems to be a complete piece of shit.
What's isn't there like the Yamamoto, which is like from an anime?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Spaceship like, Yamamoto or Starship Yamamoto.
And it's like a giant aircraft carrier in space.
Yeah, yeah. Put that on there. That'll probably be on there, even though I have no idea what it is.
I don't know anything about that.
I got to admit, it looks pretty bitchin'.
It does look awesome. That's the only reason why I remember it.
Let's see.
And are we talking about like crewed starships? Is there like CREWED starships? Or is there a size limit? You know,
I don't know. I don't know.
Because are we going to get fighters in here? Like
I mean, I'd put
Vipers and X-Wings.
I wouldn't put a Viper, but I'd put like a multi-person vehicle. Like I'd put the Serenity on there probably.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a tiny ass ship.
Ooh, yeah, that was my next question. Serenity, would that count?
I'd say it does.
Because it's just a little, it's essentially a U-Haul. Yeah,
because that's the problem. Are you talking about, this is a badass craft or it was important?
Yeah, I guess that's
okay. Or any space-fearing vehicle.
I don't know.
Yeah, we got to lay some ground rules.
Yeah, we do.
This got too hard, and I still can't pull up the fucking list to even verify if we're right or wrong about this. So,
does the Death Star count? Because it does move.
No, that's no moon. I would say no. I'm going to try and load the full website into
iPad
and see if it actually works.
What about the Nostromo?
It wasn't in space. It was never in space.
Yeah, it was. The Nostromo? I'm talking about from
Alien. Oh, I'm thinking of the Nicodemus.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about from Alien.
From Alien. Mm. Yeah, probably.
But what was the marine ship from Aliens? What was that called?
Crap.
Because that was badass.
That was a badass ship, but I can't remember the name of it.
I can't remember either.
Oh, so their website just doesn't work on an iPad anymore. You can't scroll the second bar, so you just can't do anything. Gawker, what is your deal, man?
And you couldn't find it with a Google or Bing search.
I refuse to Bing anything. First of all, I don't want to take that route. I think that's there's really just no coming back.
Was this a recent article?
Yes, maybe you can pull it up in your stupid.
Roger
file.
Cord is referring to his stenographer here.
Let's see.
Apparently, the official court records.
You can't scroll, but you can hit a button that says "Next Headlines." I wish I could get to their fucking search box or something. Anything. Jesus. No, this is like today's
10 greatest starships of all time. Click on the link.
Was it said with that speech pattern?
Yep.
Yeah, my phone probably could have done this faster. It wouldn't be so hard if they hadn't crippled their website from all functionality.
Yeah, and that just happened like yesterday.
I know. God damn.
Holy crap. I found a video, YouTube video with the top 100 sci-fi stars.
I'm just pulling it up on my computer now. You guys keep talking.
It's a race.
Is it top 10 sci-fi planet destroying starships?
No.
Okay. That sounds pretty badass, though.
I'm trying to pull it up right now on my phone.
We have like 9 kinds of internet in this room and nobody can do
not
anything.
The right one.
No one can do anything.
There's a list from 2006 of the top 10 movie spaceships.
Like, shut up, here it is. Fucking sick of everything. God damn it.
Okay. 10 greatest starships of all time.
It's the same list I had from the other website, so we're good. We're golden. We can just look at
the other
list.
You can use it on the pad?
Okay. So here we go. Let's finish out our list.
Okay, this one ship better be on.
Well,
I completely forgot about. What? I hate myself
for
it.
Keep going. List. Keep,
yeah.
Well, what's your list? You gotta add it.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna put it on.
The who? The Gulliver's / what?
Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
Yes.
A Gunstar from The Last Starfighter.
Oh, the Death Blossom.
Gunstar,
yes,
would make my list.
Hell yes. With Grig.
It's not going to be.
I wanted a pet Gunstar.
I wanted all of that.
Yeah.
It didn't help that I had the same name as the character. I was like, that's me.
I'm Alex.
Where's my Gunstar?
He was white.
Well, I didn't know.
He's
back
got
then.
More privilege. He's yeah, far more privileged.
I didn't have that talk.
even in a different galaxy, a Mexican's still a Mexican.
Yeah, but look at I could be the brown co-pilot.
We don't make beta units in your color. Yeah.
One specific
Robert Preston would have just kept on driving by.
One specific silicone color does not come in brown. Interestingly enough, now it won't load.
Oh, damn
this
you.
Site. I don't know what's going on. Okay, here it comes. Because everyone shut up. Everyone shut the fuck up and die. This is so much. I'm so glad this is for the paying customers because this is so not worth it.
Quiet. His iPad can hear the internet.
What? It realizes it's the first generation iPad now that it's on its way out. And it's like, what? It was a good life.
What's that?
All 6 months of it.
Yeah. Yep.
The Heart of
See,
Gold.
See, my problem is I can't think of any of these, but I agree with all of them.
Well, I'm looking at this 2006 list, and I'm like, oh, yeah, it's right.
Well, you're cheating, then.
I am cheating.
From the golden age of science fiction.
All right, this is never going to load.
Okay. See, this list just consolidates all Enterprises. Including the real Enterprise in the ocean.
That's ridiculous. The real,
all versions of that Enterprise.
It found the nuclear whistles. It is the Enterprise. But the boat. But this time in the water.
I speak like this because of the radiation poisoning.
I'm having stroke.
Losing brain functions.
That movie is so weird, man. They're when they're collecting the radiation to power the ship.
What the hell is he doing? They're literally like a Walkman.
They're holding a Walkman at a nuclear reactor and they're like, almost done, Captain. I'm like, really? It's that easy? Jesus. Yeah. How much rads does that Walkman hold? You know? Also, I love the scene.
That would also have been a perfectly valid saying back in the 80s.
How much rads is that? Super rads.
Dude.
Double dumbass on you. I really love the scene where Scotty is giving over the formula for transparent aluminum.
Computer.
Hello, computer. And then he literally hang on.
You've mentioned this, like, how the hell does he know how to use a fucking keyboard?
Wait, which one of these keys is not gonna stop my Okay, so it literally goes like image. He types maybe seven keys.
Oh, did I stop it?
No.
I think I might have.
What?
Tell me if it stopped.
What?
He types maybe seven keystrokes total, and images just go flying everywhere, but they open as like preview versions of files that were already on the computer.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
So he's like, every computer from the 1980s has the formula secretly hidden in it. I just have to reveal it for you.
Every Tandy does this.
I just happen to know the password. Like, no, that's wrong.
Although it was cool to see Sulu flying that Huey.
You know, they cut that out of the TV version.
Really?
That sucks.
Killed me because I was like trying to remember at what point are they lowering something into the cloaked ship? And I'm like, When are they doing that? And then it was over and that never happened. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And then I realized that was when they're bringing the giant sheet of plexiglass into the ship. And they just cut it out completely. So in the TV version that I watched like a month ago, he's like, hey, that's a pretty nice chopper. And then that's the end of it. And I'm like, they just go fuck? I think those guys just did it. And then he left.
Hello.
Is your name Huey?
Captain. There's Klingons in my anus.
Mind if I try that stick for a little while?
Yeah. Okay, I've got the list. Here we go. Number 10.
I love it.
Number 10. The spaceship. 10. Number.
I'll use the inappropriate effect.
Number 10.
Wow.
Exterminate.
Number 10 is the ship from the show Andromeda, which I never saw. In case that's dumb.
Anything that Sorbo is on, I don't.
Anything with Muppets?
Yeah.
I'm out. Number 9 is Space Battleship Yamato.
Cool. Okay.
That sounds like a drink like Clamato. It's like yams and tomatoes.
It sounds like something that the Japanese would like apply to like their sore, joints or something.
This is one from Robotech, the SDF-1 Macross. I don't know what that is.
What the fuck is that? I don't.
I really do like this one, though. Number 7, the NSEA Protector from Galaxy Quest.
Oh,
dude,
yeah.
Actually, yeah, that is a cool ship. Yeah.
There was recently a YouTube video put up. Maybe it was a DVD extra or something, I don't know. But it's supposed to be the documentary.
It's the full like 10-minute documentary.
Yeah, of the re-release of the new series or whatever. Yeah. I haven't watched it yet, but I want to see that. Number 6 is the ship from Farscape. I never saw that either.
Blah.
Who gives a shit? Number 5, the SSV Normandy from Mass Effect. I don't know from video games.
I'll tell you that's pretty legit.
Is okay. It?
Yeah. The Normandy's a pretty bitchin' ship.
Okay.
Is there not an actual ship called the Normandy today?
Like a carrier fleet somewhere?
Or something. Because there should be, damn it.
Well, there's gotta be. Yeah,
Number 4.
I christened my van.
Oh,
the Normandy.
The Normandy. You're going to storm the beaches of Colorado.
It's because of all the dead bodies that are going to be in that van.
Oh, yes.
Hi-yo.
Spare.
Number 4, the Rama from Rendezvous with Rama by Arthur C. Clarke. This mysterious giant cylinder arrives in our solar system, and even though it is mere happenstance, it is named after a Hindu god. The name seems to fit. The unknowable ship seems to have a great destiny beyond the knowledge of mortals, blah, blah, blah. Number three is Current Galactica, or Most Recent Galactica.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, Enterprise D. Rounding it out at number one, William Falcon. Cool. I think the top three are almost giveaways. I think they did the top three everyone was expecting and then tried to be kind of deep with the rest of them.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And then, like, I think they didn't include Serenity because he'd be like, it's too easy or something. I don't know. I'm sensing a lot of background emotion behind this list of 10 spaceships. I could be wrong.
Clearly not an objective list.
Yeah. This seems to me like... like, Paul Tuttle Sr. made this list. He's trying to show you love, but it comes out as anger. No, I have no idea what you're talking about. I don't know most of those. So all of this buildup was essentially for nothing. But I do.
Well, let's go back to, let's assemble our own list. Limit it to movies and television.
It's got to be TV, too. I would throw in, I was probably the only person that watched it, but I'd throw in the Destiny from Stargate Universe. Because that fucking ship was badass. It was like a million years old. It was the size of a city. And they didn't know how to run it until it got canceled. So it's
this is Stargate mysterious. Universe?
Yeah, it's very mysterious.
Mm.
And it turns out...
Wow.
It turns out that the Destiny's mission... They found the people that made it a million years ago. The Destiny is the reason there are Stargates. So the Destiny and ships like it were sent out to seed planets with Stargates, and it would take hundreds of thousands, if not millions.
So the giant delivery trucks.
Pretty much. Right. And so they seed these planets with Stargates ahead of the Destiny. As the Destiny goes behind them, it can now go to worlds that have Stargates on them now. But it turns out the mission of the ship, which they only recently found out as the show was getting canceled, they discovered a pattern in the background radiation from the Big Bang, and it didn't seem random. So now it's going to try and it's going to the location of the Big Bang to try and find
God
if something did it. Right. Basically, yeah, did something do this? And it was a pretty neat idea. Hmm. But
it's related to Spock, is what you're saying.
Yes, right. I guess.
Why
I
would
know.
God need a starship?
I don't, you asshole. Now give me one. Like, that movie was so fucking terrible. You know what's funny? Because that was that same weekend. They showed 5-2, and so I watched part of it for some reason. And that movie has no conflict or bad guys or story. It's literally, it's like go.
It's a romp. It's an episode.
Yeah. They just kind of go. And they find the god alien. And then they're like, what the fuck is this guy doing here? And then they leave.
It was just an excuse to have Nichols do her feather dance.
Oh, my God.
I shook her hand a few weekends ago and told her that she was a treasure.
Oh, you went to the Ladies of Sci-Fi?
Fuck yes.
Did you talk to... we should have talked about that on the show.
I know, we should have. But this is premium content for pain.
Did you talk to...
You can't just give that away.
Premium content.
Did you talk to Katie Sackhoff?
When she told me to stop taking pictures of her.
Stop?
Yes, please stop.
Oh, really?
Yes.
What'd she say?
No.
Please stop taking pictures of me.
I was there Saturday.
You're making my nipples hard.
I was man. she and Trisha Helfer did a really good job. They're obviously buddy buddies, and yeah. I did not know this, but they're
Trisha Helfer had never acted before.
No, she had not. They are both big motorcyclists.
Oh, really?
And they said that when they came here to Texas a few days before the con, they did the Texas trails and like rode around and stuff. And I was like, wow. So much so that some dude, and they're involved in some sort of...
I saw the picture you took of them on the motorcycle. They signed a motorcycle.
Yeah, they signed a motorcycle. And this guy was part of this little organization that they are a part of where they donate money, blah, blah, blah. Anyways, Nichelle Nichols, though, she was awesome. She was the only one I actually like shook hands with and like spoke to for a little bit.
She's 200.
She's great. She's super cool. Batgirl
she seems
was
like
there.
She would be. Like,
she was super duper cool. She gave a great
Batgirl from the 60s?
Yvonne Craig.
Oh my God.
Yeah, she was cool too. She gave
I
a
loved
great
how she
session.
Took off her skirt, flipped it around, and then it became her cape.
Ta-da.
Like her whole outfit was hidden within her daily wear. It was horrible.
She had an interesting so little story about the Killing Joke.
Oh yeah?
About how she did not because one of the questions was,
how do you feel about, you know, Batgirl in the comics and this? And do you feel like you own, you know, part of the...
I was in 6 episodes, so no, yeah. I don't give a shit.
And she's like, I really don't, but I did not appreciate what they did to the character in the comics where the Joker, like, pretty much raped her and, you know, tortured her and took pictures of her and blah, 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 blah. And she's like, well, that's not necessary. She's very, like... Obviously,
see, that's the
like,
only way I can achieve climax is to read that comic. And then with the van, we go and do it.
We're going to do that here live right now.
Sure. Who's going to wear the Batgirl suit? I declined to exhibit at that one because those shows tend to be pretty bad for everyone but the autograph people. So that's unfortunate. I think I'm going to do their new one in May, though, because they've got that new con facility and Stan Lee's coming. So
hell yeah.
Hopefully it'll be more of a normal con.
Like, Spock is going to be there, too.
Well, he was at the last one I was at, I think. And Shatner was. I don't think they were together. Shatner was like walled off. Like,
I'm betting that Shatner will show up to this one, too.
Well,
as a surprise.
I was leaving that one, and Christopher Lloyd was outside hand rolling and smoking cigarettes. And
cigarettes.
They were, as far as I could tell. And
they're from the future.
Future tobacco.
They're from the future where weed is legal.
he was wearing two ties, but I wanted to go talk to him, but I had no reason to. You know? I had just, hi, you're Christopher Lloyd. Thanks for that. Bye.
You know, I know. It's like, what are you going to say?
Not going to do that.
That's why with Nichelle Nichols, I was just like, ooh, I have a chance to just like shake her hand and say hi. And that's all I did. Yeah, that was
the,
it.
Probably
like,
the nicest thing you could have done for her,
like,
too.
Like, when I run into super famous people whose work I'm very familiar with and maybe I know a little bit about their life, sure. I feel like I can strike up a bit of a conversation.
Yeah.
If it's just like, oh, you were Spock. Thanks.
Yeah. Right.
I just don't. Because it's like, you know what? You're not going to get anything out of this. And I probably won't either.
You probably could have asked him what he was smoking. And he would have been like, oh, yeah, well, actually, it's Buglers.
Except that I wouldn't be able to follow up because I don't know anything about it.
Oh, I bet it's good.
Yeah.
Can I have some?
Can I eat some of it?
Yeah. Can I taste it?
I taste your face.
Katie Sackhoff, though, I was there Saturday. I was all up in their grills taking pictures and stuff, and that was it. Next day, Sunday, I come back, I go back into the big room where they're doing their thing, and I go up there, and I just thought, oh, well, you know, I'm here. Might as well take some more shots. There, something else might happen. And she, like, saw me, and I was about as close to her as, you know, from where I am now to behind you, like the corner. So
like
I'm
6 feet.
So I'm over here, you know, click, 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 click. And she's signing stuff and she looks up and she like notices me and she probably had that moment of it's that guy from yesterday. And she like leans over to like her handler.
Now she knows that she hates you.
Yeah. And she's like, you know, to her dude. And I'm there and I'm like framing shots. And the dude looks at me and he's like kind of gives me the shakes his head.
Punches me square in the sternum.
Yeah. And I pull my camera down and I give him like the like, you know, the cutthroat, like, no more. And he's like, yeah, no more. And when she noticed me doing that to him, she looks to me and she's like, yeah, I'm sorry. Just, I don't want to look weird.
And I hate you.
It's, you know, and she tried, but like,
other people.
It's like, you got plenty of photos yesterday.
I noticed you were a Mexican and it's not comfortable.
I can smell you from here.
I feel like you're going to do something dirty, like you might masturbate to these photos later. And...
thanks. She was a treat, though. She was really cool, super cool.
I feel like she's. I don't think she's going to get a lot more opportunities. It seems to play right out the gate, such a powerful, like all-encompassing, spotlight-stealing character. I don't see what else they're going to cast her in. I feel like she's going to be.
She was in something else recently.
She was in Bionic Woman, which was canceled after like 4 episodes.
Was that,
she was the evil Bionic Woman, I think.
She was. She was like an episode of a Big Bang Theory or something.
Yeah, they all are though.
Yeah.
I don't know. I hope she doesn't end up like doing the photo circuit for the rest of her life.
She seemed genuinely like happy to be there for her fans, and no nothing against Trisha Helfer, but she almost had this kind of like standoffishness, like almost because she's like, think, you know, they're sitting in front of their own banners and, you know, of all the banners there, she's the only one where she's like her boobs are coming out, you know, and she's probably well aware of, okay, any one of these people could just like just walk up and like just take out their junk and be like, you know, yeah, and she's like at the ready,
mission accomplished,
you know. She's and whereas Katie Sackhoff was like, hey, what's up, cool, what do you got, oh, you what's your box? Name, da 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 da, you know,
you want to smoke cigars in box.
Oh, she talked about that. Someone said, hey, did you smoke cigars before you and then the on the show?
No, I smoked crack. What was it like? I smoked a crack pipe.
She hates cigars, and she says, and people give them to me all the fucking time.
When I saw the Star Trek show that I did here in Dallas was so empty that I just ditched my table and went to the TNG panel. I'm like, okay.
Oh, and that was great.
Hope you none told of my shit gets you know, stolen. But the people asking questions, they really were the people that you would make fun of.
Right.
And you very quickly realized that these men who have been off of this show for 15 years are so goddamn tired of these people.
Right.
This question is for Mr. Riker. Yeah, in the episode, final episode of the Next Generation, when you were commanding the Enterprise F, with the 50% more nacelles, what was that like? Did you have to compensate with your Bessard collector when you came in from warp?
That was literally the type of shit that was being asked. Some of it was more broad, but you could tell that they were so far beyond humoring people that they would basically listen to the question, make fun of the guy a bit, and then kind of crack jokes with each other and then let someone else ask a question. And that was it.
What was that thing that you said that that Michael Dorn said about
Tia Carrere? He said they said something about
when you're teleported, what is it like to have your molecules atomized?
And he goes, "Roy, I saw Tia Carrere in the hall and I wanted to atomize my molecules all over her, if you know what I mean." Holy shit. And go do that.
I am a Klingon.
The guy asking the question probably didn't know.
He's like, I would still like an answer to my query. Yeah. I had a long-standing debate with my friend Gelnon here. Gelnon is, of course, from planet Telebulon. And it's like, but there was anything from like, excuse me, in episode 417, in one scene, Commander Data has three full pips, but he has not yet, he has not yet attained the rank of commander.
A glaring oversight.
Lieutenant Commander Data. He should have two full pips and then one partial pip.
How will Starfleet deal with this?
But in the next scene... Yeah, and that's...
Did he get official demerits from...
What are we to believe happens between scenes? And there was some of that, and then there was like, how do you feel about the current state of actual manned space exploration? Oh, and geez. You could basically hear the collective sigh from the state.
Right.
I think it's great.
Good job, guys.
Go Tang.
Space. I really am into space. And then Michael Dorn would start a story about how he's actually a pilot. He's like, let's talk about how I'm a pilot. You know, like, that's something I'm interested in.
I am a Klingon.
Yeah, it's he did mention buying one of his planes. I like how he threw in one of my planes.
Sure.
From Jim Lovell, I think, is who it was.
Oh, wow.
So that was kind of a cool story, except that I forgot the detail of who it actually was, but it was somebody like Jim Lovell. And
it was funny at the Trisha Helfer, Katie Sackhoff Q&A in the front row. There was like it looked like a damn ready room, the little debriefing room before they go out in their Vipers and do a mission. Because it was like three dudes in Viper uniforms, and Commander Adama was there too. The one guy who
hey, looks actually, like his... You know what is kind of made me realize why I'm never going to do one of those shows again? Based on your photos, I'm like, oh. I've seen all of those people at every one of these shows.
Yeah, I saw a lot of people.
I've already
that I
saturated
recognized.
This entire audience. So there's
right.
that one guy, the really skinny guy in the old Starfleet red uniform, the old like movie uniform with the red hair. He's at every one of those shows.
Yeah.
He has a phaser velcroed to his belt.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to, you're not going to help
were,
me out, buddy.
There were more Ghostbusters. At this one than I've ever
lots
seen.
Lots of Ghostbusters in Austin. Ernie Hudson was there and he took pictures with them, and they had converted a like a PT Cruiser or something to a Ecto-1.
Yeah. Ecto 1.5.
Yeah. I think that'll do it for the post show. I think we've done almost two post shows here, so that's good for our hiatus. You know, I guess because we've been gone so long, I could even make this one free. I probably won't. Don't tell anyone if I didn't.
Secrets.
All right. Later, guys. Thank you. Thank you for your subscriptions and donations.